Attention all internet. Put the children in their cages. Shoot your pets. Yank grandmother's plug. Put down your crack pipe. It's time for Very Dark, Very Quick.
Welcome to Very Dark, Very Quick. I am Mike, and as always, I have Aaron with me.
Hello, Aaron here.
So this week we picked, well, actually this was your subject. So why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah. The Mothman. Okay. So there's been a lot of recent sightings of the Mothman. Like over the last 2 months, there's been just tons of sightings, like even mass sightings of the Mothman. So what do you know about the Mothman, Mike?
Well, the only thing I know about the Mothman, of course, you know, I know it's an urban legend like the New Jersey Devil or anything else. But the only thing I really know about the Mothman is from the Richard Gere movie of, what is that, about 99, 2001, something like that. I know it had the three red dots. I guess those were eyes. And then it's supposed to be 7-8 foot tall, wingspan, flies away. That's really all I know.
Yeah, that's the long and short of it. But one thing that the Mothman is known for is being a harbinger of doom. Every time the Mothman has been sighted, there have been disasters that follow. And, you know, there are people that will accuse the Mothman of being the cause of them, but that doesn't really seem to be the gist of the urban legend. It's more like he just kind of shows up before shit goes tits up. Okay, so the Mothman was spotted in Chernobyl by people that were working at the Chernobyl nuclear facility in 1986, a week before, you know, of course, the famous meltdown in Chernobyl, where basically the city of Pripyat became a nuclear wasteland that nobody can go to anymore. There's probably people that are going to hear this that don't know about Chernobyl, these youngsters.
Ooh. Yeah, that kind of scares me a little bit. It makes me feel very old.
So any of you kids out there, look up the Chernobyl disaster. It's fucking, you won't believe it. It was insane.
The one thing that I did read in preparing for this, there are some folks that believe that the Mothman might be from another dimension and shows up when things are about to go bad, kind of as a warning sign or something like that. Have you heard that?
I have not. Why don't you tell me about that? Because I'm fucking interested. I did not know that people think that the Mothman is from another dimension.
So yeah, that was one of the things that I read last night. I was kind of perusing an article, and lady with a dog saw him show up, scared the crap out of her and her dog. Boy and his father off fishing next to a lake. It seems like he shows up around water a lot.
Yes. Have you heard that? Yes, okay. Absolutely. That is a very common theme with the Mothman sightings. It's almost always near a body of water, a lake or a river or, you know, the ocean.
I think there's been a couple of bridges that collapsed and things like that right after his sighting. But then at the end of the article, and I don't know if the guy writing the article was just arguing with himself or what, but he stated something about the Mothman possibly being interdimensional.
That's interesting.
That's really all I know. I mean, he didn't say, oh, he could be from this dimension or that dimension.
Yeah, I mean, how far?
Hey, maybe he's interdimensional.
Yeah, how far can you really speculate into that kind of a theory? But, you know, people do it. David Icke or whatever his name is. That dude. Anyways.
Who's David Icke?
David Icke, I think, is the name. Okay, I always get these guys confused. I think there's two David Ikes. There's the David Icke that was the writer of the Battlestar Galactica series that came out, you know, the last one, the really fun,
the new one.
Yeah, the good one. And then there's another David Icke who is, he's the reptilian agenda guy. That's his claim to fame. Basically what I'm saying is this is a guy who doesn't mind going far down the speculation rabbit hole. You know, he'll take it all the way to the end. He'll dive in. I mean, you know, this guy's like, man, sometimes people get fucked over. Sometimes the poor get trampled on. I guess that means that the entire government is a bunch of reptiles.
Well, I mean, it's as good an excuse as any, I would imagine. Yeah, I like thinking that maybe half of the government is made up of reptiles. I think that explains a lot.
It would explain a lot, yes. But then you have to rationalize that with the fact that you think that they're reptiles, and that's fucking stupid. and that they have shape-shifting abilities. See, okay, so I'm gonna be honest with you here. I'm gonna let you into my mind a bit. I actually have watched like everything David Icke has ever put out, and I don't believe in the reptilian agenda in any way, but it is a creepy rabbit hole to jump down, because they've got all these videos of like famous people, like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and George W. Bush, and well, all the Bushes, really, just loads of people. You know how when you're taking digital video and you sometimes you get aberrations in the video after it's been transferred from medium to medium, like you record a video, you put it on YouTube, it gets ripped off of YouTube and put up on some news site, and you end up with these generations and you know, generations of compression. They'll find these clips of, you know, elite people that have these video compression anomalies and exploit, and they'll say, oh, this is their device that cloaks them in human form. This is their machine fucking up, you know, their cloaking fucking up, you know. And it's actually pretty fucking creepy, because those types of, you know, clips are creepy anyways to me. You know, it's got that slight uncanny valley effect, and it's a little bit unsettling. And this guy has found hundreds of those, and it's kind of fun to watch, you know.
God, can you imagine just sitting there and going through that video over and over and over until you find all those clips?
Because he knows that this is bullshit. He knows that those are just anomalies. He's smart enough to make movies and shit. He knows what that is. Right.
So I mean, is he like trying to do the Alex Jones thing, but for reptiles? Oh, I mean, no, for those kind of people?
No, this
tinfoil hat set.
This guy's way before Alex Jones. If anything, I would say that this guy inspired Alex Jones a lot. Because,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to listen to Alex Jones back before he was, back when he was kind of Art Bell level weird. Where it was funny. Now it's not fucking funny anymore. Now it's really scary. But anyways, I used to watch him back then. And David Icke, he was always talking about David Icke. He had David Icke on the show many times. David Icke was the OG for the reptilian agenda theory. Alex Jones merely adopted it.
Is there anybody at any kind of high level that buys into this reptile thing?
You mean like in government, in law enforcement?
Well, yeah, government, law enforcement, like, media, anything like that.
No, because these guys that speak out about this for some reason all seem to have like really mundane pasts. You know, they like to think that they didn't, because you'll see guys these guys that have UFO sightings, it'll pretend that they were 30 years in the Air Force and blah, blah, blah. And then you start looking into it and they were never in the Air Force. They always have these sketchy pasts. You know, there's always some reason why you might not want to believe them. But that doesn't mean that they're not right.
And now, Mr. Dr. Science, PhD.
Greetings and salutations. This is Mr. Dr. Science, PhD. I would like to talk with you about a legendary creature by the name of Mothman. First of all, Mothman, really? That's the best name you could come up with? This creature has been known to frequent places over the past 50 years, like Point Pleasant, West Virginia. It has been known to have some supernatural capabilities, as well as possibly even being connected to a collapse of a bridge, the Silver Bridge. It's kind of popular in books and movies, and I just want to get down to the point. Really, a moth the size of a human that looks like a man that flies? I don't think so. Let's put the science to this. Number one, in order for an adult human male to get lift and fly off the ground, wingspan would need to be about 7 meters. 7 meters. That's 23 feet. 23 feet, ladies and gentlemen. There is no way that an average-sized male could have that much matter on the back of his back. So, let's think about that. 23 feet, terrible idea. Proves the Mothman does not exist right there. Number two, in order to power those 23 feet long wings, it would need a huge supply of energy. And as far as I know, moths typically only eat honey, dew, and other liquids to gain nutrients. Do you realize how much honey, dew, and other liquids a human male would have to consume in order to be able to fly 23 feet wings? Okay, let's think about that for a second. Mothman? I don't think so. The whole idea that you exist doesn't even make sense. I'm going to go ahead and assume that it was probably a giant owl or somebody on some really good drugs at the point. But right now, two facts in science when it comes to getting things to fly as well as producing the, or consuming the energy to get things to fly, that's quite a bit. And you know, I know what I'm talking about with this science thing. I do have an honorary doctorate degree from the University of Denmark. Mothman, you don't exist. This is debunked. And again, this has been Mr. Dr. Science, PhD. Talk to you later.
So back to your Mothman thing.
Yeah, you were mentioning the bridge collapses, and this is actually kind of the meat and potatoes of the Mothman lore, the Mothman legend. There's actually two different bridge collapses that the Mothman was sighted around.
I'm just wondering what the hell moths have to do with bridges collapsing. And why is he a Mothman? I mean, why is he not like the Hawkman or the whatever? I mean, he's just a big dude with wings, right?
Well, see, the Mothman is often described more like a large bat. And he's okay. Like in the current thing in Chicago, they're actually not necessarily calling him the Mothman. They're calling him the Chicago Phantom, the Chicago Man-Bat, the Chicago Owlman, and the Flying Humanoid of Chicago. Nobody's... It seems like the Chicago media isn't quite keen on dropping the M word on this situation just yet.
Well, they said something about the Christopher Nolan Batmans being filmed in Chicago also. That was like the backdrop of, I guess, Gotham, whenever he shot those movies. Is that right?
I have not heard about this. Go on.
That's what they said. They said that Chicago skyline was used as Gotham skyline in those movies. And so that may have a coincidence in them seeing this man, bat, moth person thing.
So you think it's just Ben Affleck stunt double zipping around the skylines in the middle of Chicago?
And now, Shut Up You're Wrong with Volk.
How dare he? By the way, this is Lord Volkart. How dare he say there's no way the myth, the legend, that is, the Mothman exists? Can you prove where the hell the myth came from? Can you prove where the inspiration? Can you prove that Silver Bridge story? We don't know. There's no way to determine whether or not this figure could be an angel. And yet we see it as one other thing. Could be death. It can be anything in the submethan realm. We don't know. We shouldn't judge. That is not what we do as a species that has discovered so many things. So that is my rage, is when you just want to negate it because you can say, oh, it's got to enable itself and eat. We define so many different things, but we don't have a guarantee on what something else eats. We barely know what the hell great white sharks do as a whole. And here we are, you know, there's no way the Mothman's fucking real. Oh, yeah, there's no billions of stories coming around in the United States. Just like, you know, Sasquatch, motherfucker. There's no way that you can just lay that out. Wing size, food. What if it doesn't eat? What if it truly is an angel of death? You know, there's so many what ifs. There's so many things. And that's what drives me nuts when you want to turn away from that. There's no way you can just turn away from that. We are that much more by having the legend than not having the legend. So thank you very much, man of science, but do not negate the beauty that is the legend. Thank you very much. This is Lord Volkar.
All right. So where were we? We were on Ben Affleck, Batman, and I was dropping it from there. So,
all right.
Next thing on the Mothman.
In Chicago, a lot of people have been, in addition to in addition to the Mothman sightings in Chicago, a lot of people have been reporting that they have been having nightmares about nuclear war. Like,
yeah, you said something about that last night.
There was an article by Nick Redfern in August that was talking about people who are having dreams of nuclear war in Chicago. He's had a bunch of people contact him about it. And, you know, it's just one of those weird things that's out there that kind of seems to be related to this incident.
How is it related to the Mothman, though?
The researchers online, people like Nick Redfern, have kind of connected the dots.
I was going to say, you know, that may be more of a Trump thing. I mean, it may just be people worried about, you know, the state of things in the U.S. or whatever.
You think it's kind of has to do with the high stress that kind of seems to be afflicting everybody right now?
Could be. I mean, what else are you going to dream about?
Yeah. Well,
it kind of knocks those dreams of, you know, going to school without your pants off. You know, maybe it knocks up the nuclear winter a little, a couple of notches.
Yeah, well, shit, man. I got to tell you, I have crazy ass dreams. It's a harbinger of doom, man.
It's a harbinger. You
every
see those
time,
three red
every
eyes.
Time you have a bad dream, something awful is going to happen. So just remember that, people.
Thanks. We're here to make you feel better.
There was a sighting September 7, 2017, in the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. It was a large creature with a 12-foot wingspan flying above the tops of trees. And like you were talking about earlier, it took off towards the southeast, towards the water, basically. Mm-hmm. And then, just a few days later, a man sighted a dark object. This was on September 10th. He mistook the object for a jet. But when he got closer to him, he was able to see that it was a large bat-like creature. And then an hour after he saw that, a nurse across town saw the same thing, noting that it was a large bat that had humanoid legs, she said.
Mm.
Yeah. So we know that it is a flying bat with legs, which, you know, they're not saying it's the Mothman, but it's the fucking Mothman. And then the next day, which was September 11th, at about 10:25 a.m., there was a woman that was living in a high-rise on the 25th floor in South Chicago. She saw out of her window a large bat-like creature, and she said that she'd actually seen it before back in May. And she described it as being around 6 to 7 feet tall with 12-foot wingspan. And she could see it gliding around the city outside of her window. And she says that all of her neighbors have seen it and that a ton of people saw it that day and that they talk about it all the time when they're playing crib back at Gladys's apartment.
I just can't believe that a 12-foot wingspan man bat is gliding around and people are just like, yeah, I saw it again last night. It was something else. Yeah, so how's Timmy?
Yeah, well, I mean, but if that was the reality of your situation, that's exactly how you would be. Think about it.
You think if you and I lived next to each other and we went out and we saw, let's say, a 40-foot duck and it just roamed around the neighborhood, we would just be like, oh, seen the duck today? No, I hadn't seen it today. I saw it yesterday. It took a shit on the street. And I need to replace my carburetor. Do you think that's how we'd just be that casual about it?
I think we would be after a few days. Yeah. Yeah, I think we would. I mean, what else are you going to do? There's a giant duck taking shits. But you got to go to work, man. You got kids to feed.
And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Are you single? Do you love fire? Are you looking to mingle with other sexy fire-loving people? Flamefuckers.com, the web's only all-arsonist dating site. Meet real arsonists and firebugs in your neighborhood. See if anyone sparks your interest and fans your flames of love at flamefuckers.com. Log on today and kindle a new hot romance at flamefuckers.com. Flamefuckers.com is a subsidiary of Yum Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Yeah, so you and I have talked a lot before about the leprechaun sighting. You
know, yes.
Where to gold at?
I want to know where to gold at, yeah.
And I'm saying it just takes one person to say, we have a giant fucking duck in our neighborhood, for somebody from the news channel to just go, oh, I got nothing else going on. Let's go down there with a camera. And then everybody is out on the fucking street looking for the giant duck. I just don't understand why the bat's not the same thing, or the moth, or whatever.
You got a good point, because the guy who released all this information is a guy named Len Strickler, and basically he's a Mothman researcher.
Ah, so there you go.
It doesn't, you know, this is a guy that specializes in Mothman. So, you know, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. He specializes in Mothman information. That's good.
Well, and see, that's another thing. Have you heard of this guy, David Politis?
No.
The missing 411 guy. He's the guy that goes into really great detail about these disappearances in national parks. Like, there's a lot of them. It's actually kind of a compelling situation when you look at the statistics and stuff. But this dude is clearly a Bigfoot fanatic. So, and he doesn't really talk about it in Missing 411, but he does talk about it when he's not talking about Missing 411.
Missing 411 is just people that go missing in parks?
Missing 411 is his project where he is compiling data on people that have gone missing in national parks all over the country. And there's been a lot of them. And some of these disappearances are actually pretty spooky. Like, there'll be family walking together, maybe there's a six-year-old boy, and they turn their eyes away for one fucking second and the kid just disappears. I mean, gone without a trace. And that there are several cases that sound just like that. And then they'll find either the child dead or alive, and or clothes, things like that, like miles away from where the kid disappeared, where it's just impossible for them to have made it that far on their own.
So he's saying it's a Bigfoot or a Yeti or whatever?
No, he doesn't say that. But I feel like it's kind of implied because he is a Bigfoot researcher. That is something that he has been outspoken about.
So the missing 411 thing, he just basically reports these things. Does he ever mention, I don't know, mountain lion?
He does tend to weed out a whole lot of cases, and there's a series of these missing 411 books. I think there's like 7 or 8 of them now. I could be wrong on that, but there's a lot. He's been doing this for years and years. This guy's actually been around for a while. I can't believe you hadn't heard of him, because he actually has gotten a little bit of mainstream acceptance with this theory, because it is a very compelling evidence that he's got. But he does not really go into cases that are not just really weird. He does not present those cases. But the thing is he's got his pick of the litter, because there's thousands of these, hundreds of them a year. It's a lot. It's kind of weird.
So one of the things that I found in looking up Mothman stuff was that Point Pleasant, West Virginia, that was the first place, I guess, that he was seen. And that was back late 60s. And now there's an annual festival in Point Pleasant devoted to the Mothman legend. Apparently at this festival, it's a weekend long, held on the third weekend of every September. A variety of events go on during the festival, such as guest speakers, vendor exhibits, a Mothman pancake eating contest, and hayride tours.
Dude, I think I would fucking love that, man.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying it wouldn't be fun, but who figured out that the Mothman loves pancakes?
Well, they do pancakes at every festival, so they just basically, you know, that's their claim to fame. They got the Mothman pancakes. So you remember in 2007, there was a bridge collapse in Minnesota on the I-35 bridge. There were some Mothman sightings before that happened, too.
Really?
Yeah. There was like 3 or 4 people that said that they saw the Mothman in basically right before it, like at the scene of the incident. They saw the Mothman, which was also the case at the Silver Bridge in West Virginia. The Mothman was seen immediately before the disaster happened.
So we don't know if this guy's bad or good or whatever. He's just a harbinger.
Yeah, he's just a harbinger. That's kind of that's the creepiest part about it for me, is that there hasn't been any attacks from the Mothman. He just shows up and fucked up shit happens. Oh, yeah, you know, another Mothman incident from the first one was in Mexico City. There was a swine flu outbreak, and right before the swine flu outbreak, there were a ton of Mothman sightings.
There was also a couple of bad taco trucks, I think.
Yeah. Well, to kind of sum up the Mothman, I think he's kind of an angel of death, a harbinger of doom. You know, if you're ever broken down on the side of the road and you see the fucking Mothman, just, like, curl up in a ball, hide under a tree, you know. Don't make any sudden moves. Grab any sharp implements or anything like that. Mm-hmm. This guy causes Final Destination situations to happen.
And now, fun talk time with people who know stuff and tell me things, by Josh.
Hi, okay, I'm Josh, and with Very Dark, Very Quick, could I get your first name, ma'am?
Yes, my name is Parker.
Parker, yes. Okay, good deal, Parker. So I'm actually asking about the Mothman. What do you think about the Mothman?
Well, I think the Mothman's real.
You think the Mothman is real?
Yep, totally think Mothman is real.
Okay, and so how do you feel about the Mothman? Like, if you ever saw the Mothman, what would be your initial reaction?
My initial reaction would probably be some trepidation, because I don't know how the Mothman, like, feels about people. A quick follow-up feeling would be, like, excitement, because I've just seen Mothman.
Yeah, you just saw the Mothman. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, good deal. So if you have a shout-out, maybe something you'd want to say to the Mothman?
Yeah, Mothman, do you. Like, be free. Enjoy who you are. Don't be afraid of that.
Good deal. Thank you. And actually, one more question. If you had an opportunity to go on a date with the Mothman, would you take that opportunity?
Oh, man, I'd have to say no. I'm already happily in a relationship with another cryptid.
Oh, congratulations. Does it happen to be Sasquatch? Who are you with, if you don't mind my asking?
No, it's not Sasquatch.
Okay. Too much hair? Too much hair?
yeah, just a little bit.
Ah, gotcha. You heard it here first with Parker. Thank you so much. Hi, yes, ma'am. I'd like to ask you about the Mothman, if you don't mind.
Okay.
What do you think about the Mothman?
I think he should be president.
What?
You would vote for the Mothman to be president?
He's just trying to lead us to the light.
But what party do you think the Mothman would be?
Ooh. Libertarian.
Okay, libertarian. Yeah, and it seems like a lot of people here actually believe that the Mothman would be libertarian, and happy about that. Good deal. And do you believe anything negative that people have been saying about the Mothman?
No, it's all just negative propaganda. They don't want to be president, so of course the right and left are going to attack the middle, so I don't believe any of it.
Very, very strong words, very strong words. And have you ever been to West Virginia?
Yes.
How did you ever see the Mothman while you were in West Virginia?
I did. He's actually quite social.
Oh, good deal. And what did you and the Mothman do in your interactions?
We played D&D.
Oh, good deal. What kind of a character did he play as in D&D? What was his alignment? What was his race? I'm curious.
He was a barbarian gnome. He was chaotic evil. But he said it was a very big stray from what he's used to.
Good deal. Yeah, that sounds about right. Especially for the fact that, the Mothman is generally, human-sized, 5-6 foot tall. That's at least so I hear. And he's also very meek, according to you. Is that not correct?
I mean, he's just your average guy trying to make it in the world. His favorite song is What If God Was One of Us? He's really big on things like Rick and Morty, but, he's a real giving soul.
Really giving soul. And if you had anything you could say to the Mothman right now, what would it be?
What up, Harold? I'll see you next month for D&D&T.
All right, thank you so much. Oh, and your first name, I forgot to ask, ma'am.
Lula.
Thank you, Lula. Could you say your first name, please? Just first name.
Nick.
Do you know about the Mothman?
I know he's half moth, half man, half crocodile, and half Australian.
Okay, that's a lot of halves there, but okay, thank you very much.
I think he actually works in fifths, but I don't know.
Right. Okay, good deal. So how do you feel about the Mothman with all of his half-fifths?
I think he needs to go back to Mothman land, get out of this here America, because we don't have time for that.
Okay, so you are aware that he's been sighted in West Virginia, and that's kind of like known as the home for the Mothman. Wouldn't it be safe to assume that that might actually be where the Mothman people are from? Aside from Australia, you had mentioned Australia.
No, he's not American, so he can't be from he's a Mothman, and he's part Australian as I mentioned earlier. So
yes, you said he was a half of a. Or a fifth or something along the lines of that.
I think it works in sevenths, actually.
Have you heard any stories about the Mothman? What do you know about the Mothman? Aside from his half-man, half-moth, half-crocodile, half-Australian, which... does that mean you don't think that Australians are people? Is that kind of where you're going with that?
Well, I know that they're not American.
That's true. They're Australian. Okay,
But as for the story of the Mothman, I hear it goes that he influences people and higher power to do his bidding and go into sewers and feed alligators until they become immortal, and then they're going to take over the world. And he also scares people while they're driving, so that ain't right. So
That's true. And by chance, do you believe the Earth is flat or round?
I think it's actually sort of a trapezoidal prism. And then Odin is on the bottom, and he rules all the different parts of the trees of Earth. You know, if you got some time, I want to talk to you about our good Lord and Savior Cthulhu sometime.
I think that's all the time we have for this this interview, Nick. I greatly appreciate that.
Hey, yeah, no problem, man.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Yeah, bye. All right, so I'm sitting here with, what's your name?
Brandon.
Don't fucking use your last name.
Okay.
What do you think about the Mothman?
The who?
The Mothman.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know who the Mothman is?
I don't know who the Mothman is.
How do you feel about a man-sized moth?
I think it should die.
You think the Mothman should die?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you think the Mothman should die?
'Cause I'm pro-humanist.
Pro-humanist.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I think that's all the questions I had. You heard it here first. Brandon, not using last names, just is pro-humanist and thinks the Mothman should die. Thank you. Thank you, Brandon. You can say goodbye if you want that.
Are you going to buy something?
That's okay. We're done here. Hi, I'm here to ask you about what you think about the Mothman.
I think it's fantastic.
You think the Mothman is fantastic?
Absolutely.
Okay, what do you know about the Mothman?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Okay, well, that's great. I appreciate that. And what's your first name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan. How do you feel about the Mothman if he ever came to your window when you were sleeping?
Terrified but pleased.
Terrified but pleased. That's good. Okay, and what if he started knocking on your window, like very lightly, like light little tap like that. How would you feel about that?
I'd wave at him. Feel happy. I'd feel happy.
Wave at him, feel happy. Okay, that's good. All right, well, thank you very much, Jonathan. I hope you get a tap on your window tonight. Yep.
That would please me greatly.
Good. Okay, and I'm here with, what'd you say your name was again, sir?
Tom Jemlin Jagerson.
What do you feel about the Mothman? Have you heard of the Mothman, first of all?
Yeah, I know the Mothman. Not my favorite cryptid, I'll be honest with you.
Tell me what you know about the Mothman.
Just basic stuff. Not anything really important. I know that people consider him, like, similar to, like, the Jersey Devil and Bigfoot and stuff, but honestly, those are way more interesting to me than the Mothman.
The Mothman. Okay, yeah. All right. Do you consider the Mothman good, bad, or how do you feel? Neutral, even.
I feel like he's probably, like, a nice guy.
Yeah. You think
he's misunderstood, yeah.
Misunderstood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mothman's probably a good dude.
Mothman's probably a good deal. And what about all the allegations of all the negative happenings after seeing the Mothman? What do you have to say about those?
No, I think it's all a bunch of hype. I don't believe that Mothman would do anything to hurt anybody. I think that he's a kind soul that just got mixed up in a bad place. You know? Like they used to say in Native American folklore that if you see a Bigfoot, it's a bad sign. But really, I think he's just a quiet person like the Mothman, and they just want to be left alone.
Yeah. Okay, good deal. And if you had anything to say to the Mothman, if you met the Mothman, what would it be?
Hey, man, you keep doing you. Start spooking, you know? Don't spook me, but keep on spooking.
All right, thank you very much. A lot of fucking weird people with their weird ass opinions about the fucking Mothman. Hello, and can you say your name real quick? My name is Josh. I'm here with Very Dark, very quick. And what's your name?
Curry Games.
Curry Games. Good deal. Okay, and we're here right next to a dumpster outside. It's pretty dark outside, and
pretty stinky. But we'll get it.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. So yes, Curry. Is okay if I just call you Curry?
Absolutely.
Okay, yes, Curry. All right, so I actually wanted to know, have you heard of the Mothman?
I have not heard of the Mothman.
You've not heard of the Mothman? He's from West Virginia.
What is a Mothman?
Mothman is half moth, half man. Some say he's also half alligator and half Australian. Basically, what people say about the Mothman is that he will see, if you see the Mothman, it usually is like a sign of a bad omen. And a lot of people are for him or against him. They believe that that is the case and not the case. How do you feel just now hearing about the Mothman? You have any first impressions?
Well, it would be interesting to meet the Mothman. Honestly, I've never seen a creature like it, so I would definitely love to come face-to-face with it, for sure.
Yeah, okay, good deal. And what if the Mothman, so it being a moth, usually they, like, eat clothing. What would you, how would you feel about that if you started, like, just chewing on clothes?
it would be an experience. I mean, I'd be butt naked, but, you know, feed the hungry, as they say. I feel comfortable with my body, so willingly I would give it my clothes. Maybe not the Spider-Man shirt, but, you know, clothes for sure, absolutely.
Well, he might actually be afraid of your Spider-Man shirt, considering he's a moth. So I think you might be good there. Maybe he might eat around the Spider-Man or something.
Yeah, I can see that. But definitely, it would be an interesting sight to run into the Mothman, for sure.
And you'd be butt naked with the Mothman. You'd hang out with the Mothman butt naked. Could you say that for me? Or how would you phrase that? Your interactions. If you were with the Mothman, he ate your clothes. What would be happening after that?
Well, me and the Mothman would become one, because the Mothman's kind of naked, and I'd be kind of naked as well. So my junk would be out to the world. I mean, he has how does he look exactly? Does he have a thing at the back? You know.
That's his abdomen, and I mean, if he's gonna be a moth and a man, I'd imagine that that abdomen would actually be part of his, you know, man abdomen.
Endostructure. Got it. Okay. Yeah. So me and the Mothman would be completely naked. It'd be a new experience. I mean, like I said, I'm comfortable with my body, so I don't mind showing my body off to the world. I mean, now I don't know if anyone's got a penis problem, but it'd be a weird experience. But you know what? I dig it. I dig it.
You dig it, and you wouldn't be upset or bothered by a Mothman penis?
But like I said, we're all men. We have penises. Seeing a moth penis, I'm not gay, but it would be interesting, you know?
Would you go gay for the Mothman?
I would absolutely go gay for the Mothman.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Curry. Appreciate it. And if you had any last words for the Mothman, if he was listening to this, what would you say to him?
I would say that the Mothman is love, Mothman is life.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Please tell your friends and neighbors about us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Music by Fish Hands. Check him out on bandcamp.com.
Mothman. It's Mothman.